Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Mike Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and it will continue to be the greatest nation on God's green earth, even if one of our great states gets kind of sliced in half. Actually, more than in half. It would lose 70% of its land area. Who's going to take that land area away from the state of Oregon? Well, it's actually no foreign power. It's the state of Idaho. How would that work? Why should that work? Why have voters in seven counties in Oregon in the fascinating news story that is most ignored by mainstream media? And I don't know why, but maybe Mike McCarter, who is president of Citizens for Greater Idaho, can explain the whole thing. They are leading a movement that, again, has already been approved by seven counties to secede from the state of Oregon, not to start a new state, but to join a very different state called Idaho. Mike McCarter, thanks for joining us on the show and explaining it all.
Thank you, Michael. I really appreciate the opportunity to share this with your listeners.
Well, it's important because we have a lot of people who listen in the Seattle area, of course, and then a lot of people in the state of Washington who listen outside Seattle who feel some of the same frustrations you do. Did you hear the shocking news that they did, police in Portland declared a riot? I believe it was yesterday. It might have been the day before. Is that even news anymore, that there are riots in Portland?
No, that's not news anymore. You know, those of us in rural Oregon are asking the question, you know, we have the right to elect our representatives who represent us in the state, but do we have the right to elect which state governs us? And so that's what we're asking here. Northwest Oregon has already given up on us. They don't care about our needs. They don't care about our input into the state legislature, and they're
no, Northwest Oregon, we'll explain to everybody, is Greater Portland. Go ahead.
It is the Willamette Valley, and that's where over 70% of the people in Oregon are located. And that's an urban area, and they have their issues, and they are passing the agenda along, and they're just driving it down the road. So, you know, to hear something that Portland has a riot, I guess it's a demonstration with violence. You know, they've had those for over a year now, and it is not news. There's a big divide between Northwest Oregon and rural Oregon culturally. Rural Oregon is traditionally family, freedom, faith. We're tied into our land. We're tied into our schools. We're tied into our communities. And, you know, frankly, we don't move. You know, we have multiple generations that have owned land and are attached to it. Our families are located around us. But we don't see how that urban Oregon, the Willamette Valley, the laws, the agenda they are passing, how it applies to rural Oregon.
Okay.
So we want to move.
In terms of moving to Idaho, Idaho's booming. I mean, it's really one of the most dynamic economies. I know, but it's booming in a very conservative way, and there's a lot more of a conservative outlook there. Have people in Idaho actually expressed any support for the Greater Idaho movement to move these seven counties from Oregon to Idaho?
Yes, they have. We've been talking with the legislators over there. The governor has recognized the frustration that's going on. And, you know, 860,000 people in rural Oregon that would become citizens of Idaho without one person stepping onto current Idaho land would bring a great support to the Idaho folks as far as conservative values. We don't want to come in and change anything. We just want to be adopted by Idaho because we align closer to their values, to their land, to their economies than we do to Northwest Oregon.
Would you need to get approval, and I assume you would, from the Oregon legislature? And what's the chance of that?
You know, yes, for a short answer, yes, we do need to get that approval. Can it happen? Of course it can. If we don't try, how are we going to find out? And in this day and age, things are changing fast, and there's no way to predict necessarily how things are going to work out. So it's a combination of Idaho's legislature and their people adopting us or willing to adopt us. It's part of Oregon willing to release us, and it's the U.S. Congress to recognize a shift in the border. And that's basically it is all it is.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the real question I would have, let's say you're a legislator from Eugene or from Portland itself. What's the possible argument for saying yes to let my people go, let my counties go? Why should somebody who is a legislator, part of the Democratic supermajority they have in the legislature in Oregon, why would somebody like that ever vote to allow you to join Idaho?
Good question. You know, Northwest Oregon subsidizes through the state budget quite a few dollars to rural Oregon to maintain roads for schools, for hospitals, for prisons, and things like that. If Northwest Oregon would let us go to Idaho, they would save on average of about $324 a year per wage earner in the money that you send out of that area. They could take all of those funds, and you look at it with more than 70% of the people in Northwest Oregon, they could take all those funds and they could take and finance all their programs that they want to finance for homelessness, for drugs, for whatever program. And the second part of that is that all of a sudden there's not the conservative base from Eastern Oregon and Southern Oregon giving them issues in the state legislature, walking out, eliminating the quorum possibility in a vote that takes place in the Oregon legislature. So their life is a little bit happier over there if that were to happen.
Well, they could also, if your counties left the legislature, wouldn't what was left of Oregon kind of resemble Hawaii, where there are virtually no Republicans in the legislature there?
Yes, sir, absolutely. They have a supermajority right now. And, you know, we're not necessarily disagreeing with what they're doing, but the urban lifestyle and what their constituents want in Northwest Oregon is not the same as what we want and what we need in rural Oregon. So there would be a supermajority, a supermajority in the Oregon legislature if this were to happen.
They could have a socialist paradise if that's what they want. But let me ask you this very quickly. What were the votes like? Because the votes have been taken in seven different counties, and seven different counties have approved this. Were the votes overwhelming, or was it close?
On average, across the board, Michael, we were 62% win in all of those counties. And a 62% win is not just a few people. It is a lot of the people that are in favor of this. And we've got another 10 counties that we're working with to get them on the ballot. So send that voice up the line to the legislature, because it's a benefit for people in rural Oregon. Their taxes would go down about $1,800 a year. The businesses would have more freedom to create business, to operate, to make money, to employ people.
Mike McCarter, please come back and give us an update on this. This is an exciting grassroots movement. And actually, sounds like it has maybe a little bit more of a chance of going somewhere. Well, then, the recall of a governor in California sounded like it had some months ago. We will be right back on the MedVed Show. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book. Free! Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
On the Michael Medved show, there is a case in upstate New York that I think raises and helps to answer a lot of questions that people might have about freedom of speech and what it means, freedom of expression, where the First Amendment begins and stops. The headline is Yearbooks Recalled Over Student Citing a Favorite Book. Now, it sounds outrageous. How could they do this? And the answer is revealed in the very first line of the Associated Press story. A high school is recalling copies of its yearbook because a graduating senior listed Adolf Hitler's autobiography as his favorite book. Think that the student had in mind the producers or any of the music by Mel Brooks in the producers. The Times Union reports Cambridge Junior Senior High School, and again, this is outside Cambridge, New York, stopped distributing the yearbook on this week when it came to their attention that a student had called Mein Kampf his favorite book. Now, Mein Kampf is much more than Hitler's autobiography. Hitler never got a chance to do an autobiography, a real autobiography, because Mein Kampf, which was written when he was still a relatively young man, back in 1923, he was kind of in a hurry to kill himself in 1945, so no autobiography has survived. But still, Mein Kampf is his favorite book. The newspaper and the school is not naming the student. The book, which was published in 1925, he wrote it while he was in jail, at least partially, outlines the tenets of Nazism. Now, that's not really accurate. It doesn't just outline the tenets of Nazism. It's basically has a message, which is kill the Jews. And it's pretty explicit. And recycles all kinds of ancient anti-Semitic and anti-Jewish canards. And it would be... Oh, there are a number of books that are originally written in English that aren't even translated that would have the same kind of impact. There's a book called The Turner Diaries, which is a novel about anti-black and, yes, anti-Jewish race war in the United States and the heroic people who randomly... And that's one of the things about Turner Diaries, randomly go out and shoot people they don't like. Who is anybody who is not a white supremacist? The superintendent of the school said he was horrified and promised that editing of the yearbooks would be improved. He said the school was consulting with its legal counsel about possible discipline. Now, I don't know about discipline here. I do suspect strongly that this was a gag by some wiseacre student who just thought this is a way of getting attention. Well, he certainly got it. The point is, it's really no joking matter, and it raises all kinds of questions about what kind of censorship is appropriate in a school. If you're going to ask people, what is your favorite book? What if somebody put forward a pornographic classic? Or if somebody put forward a book written from a Christian point of view about end times? Would that be okay in the yearbook? It's actually probably a very foolish question to put up there, because the chances of playing games with it... first of all, congratulations that there are high school people who have a favorite book that they could name. Though I'd love to give this, whoever put down Mein Kampf, a quick quiz on what Mein Kampf actually says and is. It's not a lot of fun to read. This is not the kind of book, wow, I couldn't put it down. It's tendentious and it's propagandistic and it's crazed. But all of this, I think, comes to a basic point, which is that censorship is appropriate in a school setting. And censorship of what? If someone had put down, as I mentioned, Turner Diaries, or had put down as one of his favorite books, any one of the numerous books of cockeyed, crazed history by Louis Farrakhan, should also be censored. Because a public school is a taxpayer-supported institution, and something like that, that promotes a point of view that actually recommends violence or hatred against minorities or against a majority or against America itself should not go forward. Now, some of the talk about censorship by Silicon Valley has also gotten fairly heated. Matt Gaetz, who has been kind of out of the picture, he's dodging increasingly credible charges of sex with a minor across state lines. But he spoke at a rally about Silicon Valley canceling conservative views. And he had a solution. This is clip four.
The internet's hall monitors out in Silicon Valley, they think they can suppress us, discourage us. Maybe if you're just a little, just less patriotic. Maybe if you just conform to their way of thinking a little more, that you'll be allowed to participate in the digital world. Well, you know what? Silicon Valley can't cancel this movement, or this rally, or this congressman. We have a Second Amendment in this country, and I think we have an obligation to use it.
Okay. A Second Amendment, we have an obligation to use it? Is he talking about going after Silicon Valley with firearms? And if not, what is he talking about? Just buying more firearms? And that's going to upset Silicon Valley? Look, Matt Gaetz is basically, I think, being ostracized, and appropriately so, by most of his colleagues in Congress. And partially because one of his political partners, this guy Joel Greenberg, has pleaded guilty. He's cooperating with federal prosecutors. And the case against the Florida Republican, Matt Gaetz, is looking very credible. Now, there is also a radical talk on the left, which is also deeply scary and deeply out of touch with the American public, particularly when it comes to the issue of Middle East peace. There's also a piece of propaganda that is just so blatant and frankly sickening on the very first page of the New York Times today. We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show, plus a review of Cruella. Is it really cruel and unusual punishment to watch this film? We'll tell you coming up on the Medved Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans say they're ready to take a vacation again after mostly being stuck at home during the pandemic. More than half of American adults are now at least partially vaccinated, and many say they feel safe getting back on a plane again. AAA is estimating 37 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles from their homes for the Memorial Day weekend. Ahead of the Memorial Day holiday on Monday, President Biden is delivering remarks to military families in Hampton, Virginia.
Many of you likely have lost friends or colleagues in Afghanistan and Iraq. I know this is personal to you, especially as you head into Memorial Day weekend. We as a nation will always remember and pay tribute to those we lost.
President Biden also releasing his $6 trillion budget for the year 2022. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Your daily dose of debate.
Calm down for a minute. Do you understand how irrational you're sounding?
Because I'm not sounding irrational.
You're not.
No.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
With Memorial Day weekend coming right up, 3 days off for most Americans, and yes, it's a good sign, I think, of the national recovery. They are going to be having the Memorial Day Indianapolis 500. That's good. And also the Mariners had a great game last night. That's good. But I'll tell you something else that's good, is the opportunity you'll have with 3 days off to take a look at some of what's going on in the world of high tech, which might actually give you a real chance at getting in on the ground floor on some startup companies that can change the world and, not incidentally, maybe even help make you rich or richer or whatever. Check out the opportunities at Our Crowd. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Our Crowd. It is crowdsourced funding for high-tech startups in the United States and in Israel predominantly, but all around the world. And fascinating stories behind each of these companies, which you can read free. Just go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Our Crowd, my brother's company, based in Jerusalem. A good email that came in. From Christian in Simi Valley, California. And, hey, Christian, I'm going to be out in Simi Valley speaking at the Reagan Library in a couple of weeks and speaking about God's hand on America. And I hope you can join us there since you're right there in Simi Valley. And Christian says, whenever the topic of UFOs come up, you and your guests always spend a good bit of time expressing what you don't think they are. What I'm curious about is, what do you think they are? I have no idea. I do look at some of the, and this is a point that Jay Richards made, too, from Discovery Institute. When you look at some of the video that is being touted as so convincing, it's truly unclear. It does look like it could be some aerial phenomenon, some malfunction. This happens at times. I mean, I have been driving where the sun is going down, and all of a sudden it looks like there's fire over the ridge. And there's not. It's just an anomaly. And things like that do happen. Now, this is thousands and thousands of different viewings. What's interesting to me about this is that if this is something unexplained that might involve extraterrestrial intelligence or something of that nature, one of the questions would be, why did this only start being reported at a time when Hollywood had picked up the story of flying saucers? In other words, the media stories and the entertainment industry productions about visitors from outer space, that began before the first major sighting of flying saucers, which was here in the state of Washington. It was around Mount Rainier by a very veteran pilot who saw one of these unidentified aerial phenomena. They're now calling UAPs, not UFOs. And he saw it in 1947, and right after that they have the Roswell incident, which has been extremely well studied, and there was no flying saucer, there were no bodies or little burnt spacemen who were found nearby. There's no basis for believing that at all. The point being that that began a gigantic fad. Now, people say, well, what about Bigfoot? That only really began after there was lots of publicity about the Patterson-Gimlin film in 1967. Well, that's not true. There are all kinds of Native American sightings and all kinds of 19th century, long before it became a fad, people seeing big hairy beasts walking on two legs that they couldn't figure out what it was. Theodore Roosevelt even recorded that he might have encountered one of them in one of his hunting expeditions in the woods. So that's a little bit different, but it does trouble me. And again, I know, Christian, you got me. You're right. I'm doing again what you said I do, which is I'm telling you what I don't think it is. But what do I think it is? Maybe just human errors of perception, or some kind of unknown beast. I don't know. And it could be just, is it possible that it is some kind of craft? Is it possible that some kind of craft with no people in it, the equivalent of a satellite? I hope we'll have more, and I'll be able to give you a better and more informed answer as to what it could possibly be other than some kind of extraterrestrial visitation when they release this information on supposedly next month and maybe even next week. There is this from Linda Sarsour. She is the co-founder of the Women's March, and she had her own very strident, very extreme take on the recent conflict between Israel and the terrorist group Hamas. Listen.
I need people to stay unapologetic about their public support for the Palestinian people. Do not back down. Do not worry about the weaponization of anti-Semitism. You are on the right side of history. So keep sharing the stories of Palestinians. As Mark said, make sure in elections that you vote the right way, particularly in federal elections, so we can see more Rashida Tlaibs and Ilhan Omars and Cori Bushes and Jamal Bowmans. And also support your Palestinian family and friends, not only those who live, of course, in Palestine, but here, right. Amplify their voices. So I appreciate that question in Black and Palestinian solidarity forever.
Okay, this idea of solidarity forever. The interesting question here is this goes along with a front page story in the New York Times, which I understand the impulse to do it, but for goodness sake, could they do it in a less one-sided way? They have a big headline on the front page together with a whole bunch of photographs of adorable little kids. And the headline is, they were just children. and the subheading on the front page, in 11 days of fighting between Hamas and Israel, at least 69 people under 18 were killed, nearly all Palestinians. These are the children who were lost. And it's about what their ambitions were and their favorite foods were and their hobbies were, and all of these children have died. With no perspective at all that the reason that they died was because their supposed leaders, who they never chose because there isn't anything even vaguely resembling democracy set up in Gaza, which has the presence of zero Israeli troops or police or anything else. Gaza was basically evacuated from Jewish settlers and Jewish administrators and given over to Palestinian control. And what they've created is a nightmare, not a dream. And the reason those children are dead is because their leaders decided to start sending rockets against civilian targets in Israel. My question for anybody who doubts that analysis, for anybody at all who doubts that analysis, would be this, which is that if you think that Israel was waiting for an excuse to attack Gaza, what possible point would it be to attack Gaza for the Israelis? Unless they were responding by trying to stop terrorism, not continue it or practice it. Because how else do you respond if people are sending rockets against your civilian populations? Coming up, those who wish me dead. No, it's not a Middle East commentary. It's basically a new movie with Angelina Jolie, plus Cruella, coming up.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain. As the nation pivots from the Trump administration to the reality of the Biden administration, Americans seem divided as never before. What does our country even believe in common anymore? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. This institute stands for the first things, the permanent things, for religious liberty, for freedom of conscience, for family, for limited government, for free markets, for our nation's Judeo-Christian heritage. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you will see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College in Pennsylvania. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund manager. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. There are lots of them. You can find all this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's faithandfreedom.com. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, Human Rights Attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to ariseusa.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to ariseusa.com. That's ariseusa.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The Memorial Day weekend coming up, hoping that everybody will enjoy a meaningful and significant break from our normal activities and time to honor those Americans by the hundreds of thousands who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great country. And it seems to me one of the things that's worth talking about on Memorial Day is whether we are still raising children who would be ready to sacrifice for our country, who would love America enough to give up life itself for this country. And one of the things that we will be talking about next week is what it is we need to do to inculcate those kinds of values in the next generation. I hope that you can think about it in addition to enjoying the beginning of summer and maybe the return, mostly, of a normal life. In fact, theaters are opening up all across the country, and there's a big new movie that a lot of people are expecting to be a smash hit. It's a prequel, basically, to 101 Dalmatians, the latest from Hollywood. Okay, Cruella is the latest a big movie. And, of course, the name Cruella immediately says Cruella de Vil, who is the villainess of the original 101 Dalmatians from 1961. And then recently there was a remake, live-action remake, that was with Glenn Close. That came out, and that showed that there was still a market for Cruella. Now there's an origin film, and you're supposed to find out by watching this movie what it is that makes Cruella so cruel and so bad. And this actually begins literally with her birth, and she has that weird skunk hair thing going with one half white and one half black. That's something that afflicts her even as a child. But the basic theme of this new movie is not Cruella as villainess, it's Cruella as victim. She shows up in London in the 1970s. It's a punk scene there. And she's a petty thief who gets a job in high fashion and then is horribly oppressed by her boss and a very imperious character in a much better performance than Emma Stone, who plays Cruella. The performance of her boss is by another Emma, Emma Thompson, and some of their exchanges sound like this.
You have the talent. Whether you have the killer instinct is a big question.
What was your name?
Cruella.
Someone's big trouble.
You mean?
I do love trouble.
You have a bit of an extreme side. Don't worry. There's lots more bad things coming.
Yeah, and there are a lot more bad things coming in this movie. The movie's rated PG-13, and they mean it. Though a lot of little kids love, of course, 101 Dalmatians, the original, this is not a movie for little kids. There is death, there is pain, there is sadism, and there's actually very little to like. I know some of the over-the-top villainy, particularly by the Emma Thompson character, is supposed to be funny. There's not a single laugh in the movie. It's incredibly dark. They portray London of the 1970s almost like London of Charles Dickens' era. In fact, there's a Dickensian twist to the whole plot, which doesn't work. The movie drags on and on. It is ponderous. It's almost 2.5 hours long. And there are very few moments of magic or really, even though dogs appear in the movie, and even you get to meet three Dalmatians, though they're not Pongo and Perdita. Despite references to the much better source material, none of this makes sense on a dramatic or any other sense, as she's treated far more as a victim than a villainess. And as a victim, she's not even a particularly interesting one. Emma Thompson is commanding in her role. Emma Stone seems to be phoning it in. The big thing that the critics will love, of course, is the costumes and the sort of a satire on high fashion. But only 1.5 stars for Cruella. I think that Joe Morgenstern over at the Journal, Wall Street Journal, got it right. His headline for his review, Cruella and Unusual. That's a reference, of course, to cruel and unusual punishment, which is forbidden, not to moviegoers, but to the government of the United States. Speaking of the government of the United States, another interesting film is called American Traitor, The Trial of Axis Sally. And it tells us a true story, and it tells a true story that is a fascinating story about a failed actress and singer who became a big star in Germany during World War II, doing propaganda broadcasts against her native country, the United States. She was captured and then tried for treason, giving aid and comfort to the enemy. And in the movie, the lawyer that she secured for her defense is overplayed by Al Pacino. Listen.
You are right now, at this very moment, the most hated person in America. 8 counts of treason.
Prosecution. He's going for the death penalty.
Did you ever want the United States to lose the war?
What would have happened if you refused to play your part?
Saying no was never an option.
And what happened to anyone who refused to follow directions?
They disappeared.
America is watching.
Okay, I'm not sure America's going to be watching this movie. You got a little sense there of one of the many problems with this film is a terrible film score. I mean, really awful film score that's intrusive and makes all of the scenes seem phony, even when they're closely based on reality. The problem with this film is even more than with Cruella. They take a villainess, and what Axis Sally did was unforgivable. Broadcasting to try to encourage troops to think that their wives were cheating on them back home, and that their government was sending them to their death, scaring them about coming home as a shadow of yourself. And it seems to indicate that she was powerless to avoid making these broadcasts. The true story is more complex and more interesting. Dr. Joseph Goebbels, who actually was behind the Gord broadcast, is well played by Thomas Kretschmann. And aside from Al Pacino's performance, there's also a performance by Meadow Williams, who's actually a good actress. But she goes far too far in making Axis Sally, whose real name was Mildred Gillers, more sympathetic than she even comes close to deserving. The film is called American Traitor Trial of Axis Sally, rated R for some brutal sex scenes, and it deserves 2 stars. Those Who Wish Me Dead is Angelina Jolie's latest. She plays, believe it or not, a smoke jumper, a firefighter in Montana, who has to protect a little boy who is running away from the same criminals, including a hired killer played by Nicholas Holt, who murdered his father. Listen.
My dad said if anything happened, I should find someone I could trust. Are you someone I can trust?
You promise absolutes. Act accordingly.
Give me something else to worry about.
You're going to run, and you're going to keep running. That eats everything in its path.
You really want to die for this kid?
Okay, this is not a movie to die for, but Angelina Jolie is a terrific actress. She almost makes her part believable. There are lots of tense scenes that are well choreographed and well made and that keep you guessing as to what is going to happen next. The film is deeply brutal. I mean, deeply brutal with not at all the outcomes you would necessarily expect. And some of the violence scenes are extremely well staged, but they're very disturbing. It's a very much an R rating. It's not exactly the kind of film you can enjoy, but you can respect the craft in it, certainly. 2.5 stars for the R-rated Those Who Wish Me Dead, based on a twisty and best-selling novel. Coming up on the MedVed Show on Memorial Day, we have a special broadcast about the big myths and mistakes about history's bloodiest war, World War II, talking about Axis Sally. And then on Tuesday, there is a brand-new poll. It's amazing and significant. It shows that 75% of Americans say personal political views do not belong in the workplace. Okay, does that mean they should be banned and banned by employers everywhere? We will discuss that and much more in an action-packed new week next week in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Happy Memorial Day.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.